Today, Paul Krebs announced his retirement. He is the vice president of athletics at the University of New Mexico. And normally, when somebody retires, right, you say congratulations. How you feeling?
I feel good, Jeff. Thanks for having me. The retirement may appear kind of out of the blue for some people, but as I said in our press release, I've actually been in discussions with the university leadership on and off over the last year about my desire to retire. I've had discussions. They've encouraged me to stay on, which I've done. But I think given all that's happened, it's just become too much of a distraction for UNM, and it's in my best interest and the university's best interest.
Everything's been out in the press, I guess, and there's different stories, and certainly it's been a bit of a feeding frenzy. What happened with this whole thing?
I guess
as this with the auditor looking in now, and look, the Scotland trip was 2 years ago, and I've said many times I think that in theory that trips like that happen all the time. How did it get to this point, though?
I really can't answer how it got to this point, Jeff. What I can tell you is that I have no regrets about the trip. The individuals that we took on the trip cumulatively have donated over $10 million to the university over the years. And as you know, because you, in your role in New Mexico Bowl, donor cultivation is important, and you have to continue to cultivate and create those relationships. These trips are very common in college athletics. Would I do the trip again? Would I do things differently? I'd probably do a few things differently. But as it relates to the auditor, I have nothing to hide. I welcome the audit. I'm not running from anything. I'm confident that I have operated the athletic department in a sound, fiscally sound manner, and I welcome the review.
What's your legacy? How do you want to be remembered at the University of New Mexico?
What I would say, Jeff, is that, again, I'm proud of what we've accomplished. It's a team effort. And I want people to recognize, and I hope they do recognize, you know, we won 57 Mountain West Conference championships. We won a NCAA national championship. We've had the best four-year run in the history of the Mountain West Conference with 34 team championships. But the most significant impact that I believe that's occurred during my time at the University of New Mexico is the improved academic performance of our student athletes. And a lot of people deserve credit for that, most notably our student athletes and the effort they put in the classroom, but our coaches for recruiting the right kind of young women and men, our academic support staff, the faculty at the university. We've done a lot here.
You mentioned doing things differently. What would you have done differently?
You're talking about the trip to Scotland, JJ?
Yes.
Well, if there was a mistake made, certainly I would have indicated early on in the process that we took three donors. There was no attempt to hide or disguise the trip. We advertised it, but certainly would do that differently. But I also think it's worth pointing out when we talk about fundraising and development, in the first 10 years that I've been here, we've averaged $9.8 million a year in fundraising. You know, that works out, if you do the math, that works out to $26,000 a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. We have raised a lot of money here. And in order to do that, you've got to cultivate and steward and create relationships. And that golf trip was one way you do it. It's not the only way you do it. It appealed to a certain group of people. But we've raised a lot of money here, and I'm very proud of what we've been able to do and proud of the support we've gotten from the community.
Paul, in this situation, everyone has said that they have nothing to hide. They welcome the oversight at the university. But what has or will the athletic department do moving forward to better monitor the situations overall, whether it's a P-card incident or just making sure things are correctly labeled?
Well, JJ, there's always an element of human error. And when you talk about correctly labeled, I assume you're referring to the situation at Scotland, you know, where there's six people that were paid for, five of those were labeled correctly. There was one instance where it wasn't labeled correctly. There's always going to be an element of human error. The university has good processes in place. We have good processes in place. You always want to strengthen those. I'm sure the university and athletics will continue to strengthen those. But, I feel good about where the university's at and the systems that are in place, and I'm sure that an audit will look at that, and if there are positive suggestions to improve, that certainly would be an outgrowth of what you would think would come out of an audit.